As we all know, academic excellence and character development is what underpins everything that we do here at King's. And so much of the character development happens in a co-curricular space. With Mr. Wesley Dunn on secondment down at Tudor House, we have the acting deputy head of co-curricular, Mr. Robbie Williams, with us today to talk about everything that happens outside the classroom. Lovely to see you, Robbie.
Great to see you too, Mike.
Has it surprised you, the breadth and the scope of the co-curricular program, of things that are happening even in lockdown?
Yeah, it really has. I'm absolutely amazed in the amount of things that our boys here have on offer in the co-curricular space. I was an old boy, as were you, and I thought we had a lot in the late 90s and early 2000s, but wow, when I picked up this secondment, I was just blown away with not only the amount the boys have, but the amount of staff that are involved in these programs. It really is a true testament to the school. And lockdown has been absolutely no different in co-curricular. In fact, you know, there's probably more resources available to the boys, there's more opportunities for them to thrive. And at the end of the day, the aim is, in the co-curricular space, is to continue that pursuit of character development.
And that's what it's all about, the co-curricular space, character development. It's a lovely catch cry, but what does it actually mean? We spoke to the Director of Character Development and Leadership, Mr. David Idstein, to find out.
As we embrace these challenges around us, it's really exciting to share and experience what's happening in the co-curricular spaces across all three campuses. At King's, we value young men of character. And at the moment, it's a good time to reflect and think about how it is we create opportunities and an environment for those characteristics to form. Embracing challenges and from those challenges, thinking about the success and failure comes from those opportunities, and then reflecting on that and thinking about how we can grow and improve ourselves. Steve Owen, the Director of Wellbeing at the King's School, and I have been spending some time looking at the Resilience Shield, which has been written by a couple of ex-SAS soldiers, and they're looking at resilience and characteristics. And one of their aspects is actually a bit of an investigation into what happiness is about. And they've come to the conclusion, happiness is not about an outcome. It's not about a product at the end, it's not about the fruit at the top of the tree, it's about the journey and the challenges to reach that outcome. And they even suggest that if we're given that fruit at the top of the tree without the challenge, it can actually leave us feeling a bit hollow.
And Robbie, as we know, for the second year running, so many GPS competitions have been shut down, closed, postponed, but there's one that's forged ahead, even in lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Under the watchful eye of Mr. Woodgate, the debating team has managed to continue their AAGPS competition, which has been absolutely extraordinary. And we are so fortunate that we caught up with our captain of debating, Tom Watson, earlier today.
Most of the time, we get the topics about 45 minutes before we have to start to debate. So then, you know, we go into our rooms usually and prep with my team. You know, we get our share ideas, prepare speeches. But in the online world, it's a bit more interesting. We're lucky enough that we're one of the very few sports that doesn't require any kind of contact or anything like that. So we are still continuing. It's been really, really good to see that some of the young boys stepping up and taking that role really, really well. Some of the performances that we've had in the young years, particularly year eight, who I think is still undefeated, which is pretty impressive, up against some of the best schools in the state. So it's really, really good to see that the boys are, you know, taking the challenge head on, which is, you know, all we can kind of expect in this online environment.
Robbie, the worlds of service learning and Duke of Edinburgh, they might seem like they're a bit far removed from each other, but lockdown's given us the chance to bring those two portfolios together.
Yeah, Mike, absolutely. It's been fantastic to see the collaboration between many of our co-curricular programs, like service learning and Duke of Edinburgh. In Duke of Edinburgh, the boys have been able to use this time to develop their service projects whilst checking in with our experienced team of award leaders on a daily basis through the Duke of Edinburgh help desk running via Zoom. Additionally, the boys have been able to develop their skill component of their award through the wonderful service learning afternoons run by Astrid Sampson, our Director of Service Learning, on our asynchronous day, whether it be cooking for their family through the MasterChef Challenge or restoring something from old to new in the Homes and Garden activity. Now, Mike, we're going to go to probably our biggest and definitely our oldest co-curricular program, the King's School Cadet Corps. And we caught up with our commanding officer, Mr. Brendan Stewart, earlier today.
So here in the Corps, we need to ensure that we select the right cadets for Corps into the future. Corps is a year-long program, And when we select the right cadets in the right positions, then CORE runs smoothly as it has for many years. We have run all our promotion courses online this year, and we're pretty well positioned to do so because we do set boys greens, which are prep activities, which they need to complete within a week of receiving it. Essentially trying to run a day in the life of a cadet within a particular rank is the focus. So we provide scenarios, and using those scenarios, the boys will then respond to the scenario and then will submit a video lesson to us or resources that they might accumulate or develop over the week. And that is then assessed, and then we use those tasks as assessments for determining who our future cadet leaders are. Now, doing this remotely, it has its challenges. I'm very well aware that cadets is an outdoor education activity and that we're assessing leadership and also group leadership. So having this done remotely online where boys are operating by themselves has its challenges. This year we have in our junior leaders course over 170 cadets participating. In our senior leaders course we have 150 boys, and in our CUO warrant officers course we have 120. So it has been an outstanding effort by the lads in getting involved. And our retention rate has been 98% this year, which is a significant retention rate. That, mixed with all the other work the boys have to do at home, not being influenced by their peers positively, seeing what their mates are doing, and trying to keep up with them, these guys have been working independently, which I'm just so proud about.
And Robbie, maybe more than ever, we really understand how much love and joy we get out of the worlds of music and theatre. What's King's doing in this space?
Yeah, great question, Mike. I mean, imagine trying to do music and auditions online via Zoom. But our head of theatre, Mr. Michael Terzo, and Sarah Feltham, our acting director of music, have done a phenomenal job with bringing the music and theatre together. And we caught up with them on Zoom earlier today.
Well, obviously, we're doing School of Rock next year, and the thought of actually auditioning online didn't thrill me. Never actually done it before, but I have to say I was completely impressed with how both the boys and the girls managed to rise to that occasion. So we had about 70 audition videos submitted in the end. They all had audition material that was given to them, so they had to perform for the camera. That's actually also not an easy thing, and I was really, really impressed at how well they sung, gave us a little bit of character, gave us a little bit of something so that we could see what sort of talent they had behind them. They were really, really good. They tried really hard. They set themselves up great. Staff then actually watched 70 videos and spent a day online casting the show, discussing it as we normally do, but just in an online environment. In this particular case, too, being School of Rock, they not only did they have to sing, but some kids have actually auditioned to play. So we're hoping to have kids play live on stage. So we had them throwing in their instrument audition as well. And I think all in all, we've got a really good cast, and we're just about ready to start organising our online rehearsals for the start of Term 4. So we'll be doing our singing, instrument and even a little bit of movement online as of the start of next term.
Well, one of the most important things I think we learnt from last year is that you can't give up. You've got to find a solution. You've got to find some way of doing it. And it's amazing, you know, also what you can learn from actually trying something that you've never done before. So one of the things we are doing is some of our large ensembles, like the Symphonic Band, the Wind Orchestra, the Corelli Strings, the Symphony Orchestra and the choir, we're actually having Zoom music rehearsals. And you may think, well, how does that work? But we're finding any way we possibly can. One of the things we're actually noticing is we're getting to know the individual child. We're getting to know the individual child's ability. And one of the really good things about that is this transition of this idea being able to take it into the future. Music teachers and music people are always complaining perhaps about not getting enough rehearsal time. The idea of having this online as a supplement to what we already do, I think has got, you know, loads of potential.
And Robbie, many clubs and societies you would assume have sort of been put on hold during lockdown, but for clubs like computing, art, chess, those things are going ahead full steam.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Again, the staff and the boys have really engaged in the online world, particularly in those three areas. It's been fantastic to see the number of things that are coming in across those three spaces. Our chess club has been undertaking online lessons, competing both internally and against their mates in an online competition. Computing doesn't slow down in this online world. Our boys who love their programming are competing in Cyber Taipan, where our teams compete in a series of online competitions by fixing vulnerabilities, hardening systems, and performing other tasks related to networking. In visual arts, almost 30 boys are being set an exciting weekly art-making challenge across a range of mediums such as drawing, sculptures, photography, animation, and short films.
And as we know, Robbie, the Student Representative Council is that wonderful philanthropic corner, if you like, to the students' voice. They've been forging ahead during lockdown, and it was wonderful to be able to talk to Angus Williams via Zoom a bit earlier today.
Yeah, so during lockdown, the SRC has been meeting on Zoom every week to continue discussing ideas, feedback from students, and initiatives in which the council would like to act on and bring to the school. One of our most recent initiatives was looking at ways in which students can express their gratitude during these challenging times. The council particularly recognised the hard work and commitment that all of the staff here at TKS continue to put into distance learning. And on behalf of the student body, the council sent an appreciation letter to the staff to express our gratitude and thanks for all their hard work.
And Robbie, you'd think that at the end of six periods of looking at a computer screen, that's enough academic enrichment for one day, but for some of the boys in that academic enrichment program, it's just gone absolutely gangbusters in a lockdown situation.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Mike. Our academic enrichment program has continued since day one of lockdown. They did a lot of things before the lockdown, but now we're in lockdown and online, it's just continued on. The Year 9 and 10 student colloquium are continuing to hold their meetings that would normally happen in the Arnott room via Zoom. This club, all student-driven by our Year 11 facilitators, attempts to foster leadership and enrich the minds of the 24 students that are involved from Years 9 and 10. The Science Olympiad qualifying exams, Kevin Wang in Year 11, after completing the qualifying exam on site last year, was invited to attend the Chemistry Summer School, which unfortunately due to COVID was held online. He undertook 13 days worth of lectures online and multiple rounds of exams to be awarded a silver medal at the Australian Chemistry Olympiad, which is an outstanding achievement. The Legacy Junior Public Speaking Award is a statewide competition that consists of both prepared and impromptu speeches across at least three rounds of competition. Ethan Zhu, in Year 9, has just submitted online his first round speech for this year and is hoping to reach the state finals again. He was runner-up last year, which is excellent, and he will be well placed to complete the rounds online like he did last year.
And Robbie, I think when we scratch the surface of this co-curricular space to see what was going on, it wasn't just a trickle that we found, it was a flood. There is stuff happening all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. As I said at the start, there is just a world of opportunity for our boys in the co-curricular space. We've still got clubs and societies like the Ag Club, Future Project, Crusaders, the Riders Club, and the list goes on. It's been amazing to see what our staff and our boys have got up to in this lockdown, and I thank them so much for their efforts and for the engagement, because with that, it makes our jobs in this space really rewarding. So thank you, and it's been fantastic to go through this today.
Yeah, and I echo that from Robbie. It's character development. It's a wonderful space. Stay safe, be kind to each other. Don't forget your vaccinations. Mr. Williams, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next time.